My name's Raymond, and I'm a proud Gunajamara, Gunna Yorta Yorta man. But when I hear those words, those strong, compelling words, you know, like, we all come from, you know, our parents, grandparents, you know. For me, it's like a footstep, you know, like, they paved the way for us, you know, to be where we are today. To be able to walk as a man, you know, to also love as a man too. We all get that from the ones that raise us up. It's a beautiful start to be able to say, pay my respects to the elders past and present. Because without that simple line, we kind of lose, you know, foresight in the direction that you may want to go, you know. In a big way, it's kind of sad to see generations kind of slip from their forthright, you know, from their fathers, from their mothers, even their great-grandfathers, their great-grandmothers. Because without them, you know, we're going in the wrong direction. My granddad, Richard, rest in peace, my beautiful grandfather, always looked up to him. Was the number one role model in my life. You know, taught me how to tie my shoes up, even though they were strap-ons, you know? They were Velcro straps. And I remember that day, like, back of my hand, you know? Because my mum's, like, sitting in the room, like, no, let him do it himself. And my grandfather was there. No, just let me teach him, you know? That's that first stepping stone for that positive direction to go further, to fly higher, you know? Money's money, but, you know, our culture, you can't put a price on it. I get a massive, big sense of accomplishment when I'm sitting there either doing my paintings or helping the next brother, you know, develop his own skill, you know, in his own direction, you know? But for me, you know, I've sold 7 paintings in the torch this sentence, you know? I'm doing well, not just for myself, but, you know, in a sense for our culture to keep it alive, you know? I just completed a painting. It's called The Elder, The Warrior and The Clever Man. And it's quite indicative for our elders, because you wouldn't have it in that order, because you wouldn't have a warrior without an elder, and you wouldn't have the clever man without the elder either. So it's a three-piece painting, and you've got the elder who's standing strong, you know? He's got his woomera, he's got his 2 spears, and he's standing with purpose, with direction. And then the next painting is the warrior, where he's about to throw the spear. And then you've got the clever man who's a spiritual man. So yeah. I got him playing the didgeridoo. So in all aspects of those footsteps and those indentations in life, they all come from our elders. We wouldn't have our song lines. We wouldn't have a lot of things, you know. Our parents are our creators, you know. Mm. So they create our life existence, you know. They create the space. They create the love that made that space and everything around it. So I like to see them as my creator too, you know. For me to create beautiful things, you know, we can only get that from our parents and the ones that raised them up. Because you only get out what you put in. And our elders back then, they sacrificed everything for us. And they did it for love. They didn't do it out of this word, transgenerational trauma.
No.
They done it because if they didn't do it, we wouldn't be where we are today. That's why we all stand up and say, yeah, we survived. We've survived so much through the folds of generation. We have taken it on. And now it is up to us as a young generation becoming strong, coming into the generation of being a man, but pushing past it too, and also being a woman and pushing past it too, because, you know, we're our own kind of barrier in life. You got the big trees, which are the elders, and then you got the medium trees, but, you know, you got the young trees. It's exactly like the way that you look at yourself. Like, you have to nurture them, you have to water them, you feed them the sun, you know, everything about it. And you got to keep your roots strong. Keep them intact, you know, like, yeah. I always ask myself this question, can you put a broken branch back on a tree? You know, like, I always thought about that, and, like, once it's broken, but then again, you can still mend those connections that you have out there. And I just like to say to the community, like, we're here fighting, and we're also here doing us, so get ready for us to be back out there in the community.